Because you couldn't get anybody to do work like that now. If you were butchering hogs now, you couldn't get anybody to do what we used to do.
Now, that's different from the intestines that people cook and eat.
You call it, well, tripe is a cow.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call the part, the thick part of the intestine that people used to love so much?
Chitlins?
Chitlins. I never could stand them. Chitlin.
How about salt part that you'd salt down and...
Well, that's what you would cure.
Mm-hmm.
Along then, you'd wash it good. You'd put it in your smokehouse. Then you would salt it down and keep it packed up real close. I can remember seeing my daddy with our big smokehouse we had. Because my husband's people didn't do that. Because his father was at the jail. My husband's father was at the jail 20 years. And then his Wilson's mother died, so he left and moved here in town, his daddy did, and they had another jailer, and that's when he stayed 2 years, and then he came and asked Wilson and myself, would y'all please come and stay to the jail and help us?
Mm-hmm.
And it was good being, but it was hard work, and that's when we went to the jail.
Mm-hmm. Did you slice that?
And then after it was cured, then you would let it cure good with that salt, and you put in your smokehouse, and you would let it cure. Until, say, in about February or March, because you usually do that in November, December with your hogs. Then you would take it and hang it in the smokehouse and smoke it. Get you some corn cobs or something and let them burn down. It'd be a good smoke of some hickory wood and burn it down into like a ash like and put it in it. Just rise up and just go all through that meat and you hang it. And it was delicious then. Then after that, you take it down, and whenever you want to meet, you go in and get your ham, bring it in the house, and slice it up like you want.
Mm-hmm.
A shoulder, a side of it.
What about for bacon? What part of
that? You take your side, your sides for the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Slice it thin, slice it thin.
Is that the same thing you would use to cook in your vegetables or something?
Yeah. Most of you cook shoulder in vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as fat, the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the ham bone after you sliced your ham, because long then you didn't go all the way through it with a saw. You'd have to go and, you know, get the round out of it. Then you come back and slice what you could. Then you would take your hatchet or your axe or whatever you had and cut that big bone all the way down in pieces and have that to cook in your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you buy from the store now. $2 for a little piece like that. And I told them I used to give it away. And now I've got to buy it. It makes me sick when I think about things what I used to do and how times have changed.
Mm-hmm. Now what about on the outside, like the bacon and stuff would have a hard
skin on it. They call it skin.
Okay. Now what about of a chicken? You know the bone on the chicken that you can give to children to make a
the pulley bone.
Wish.
The pulley bone.
That's what we always called it.
My husband swallowed one night, and you're talking about trouble. He had that until he passed away. He was eating, and it was a little tiny one. It looked like a little tiny slingshot. And he got up to answer the phone at the jail, and when he did, he said, that chicken went right down. And that night, he said, Mary, that thing's going down to my rectum. And the next day, we had to take him. I called the doctor, and he said, get him to the hospital. And they could not, and they had to operate on him. And it punctured when it was going down some of his intestines. And he had trouble until he died.
Mm-hmm.
Abscesses with bone.
I bet.
Yeah, that's the little pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
In the chicken.
That will give you infection and stuff. Swallow something like that. And what about fruits? Do you grow peaches?
Yeah, we did.
Here?
Peaches and apples.
Uh-huh. Do they have one kind of peach that has the... inside will come out easy and the other
one's called a pressed peach and one is called what? The non-clean.